morning. I'm joined by Jeremy Hess, Economic Development Director for the Greater Burlington Partnership. And I was just telling Jeremy that he was the last in-studio regular Greater Burlington Partnership guest that we had back when this thing started in the month of March. He was back, I think, the weekend before the, before the St. Patrick's Day weekend, and again, he's he's back again. It has been a strange year, you know, manufacturing, economic development. We've seen, we've had a lot of different guests that we've talked to about sales tax revenues. We've talked about business, and some businesses have done really well. Other businesses have struggled, but, you know, things are, you know, have we turned the corner? I guess have we turned the corner? Or are we moving in the right direction? I guess that's the right the question.
Well, I think we've turned the corner, but every time we turn the corner, there seems to be another corner, and so that's been a challenge. But yeah, hey, listen, October is Manufacturers Month, and we want to honor them and talk a little bit about them. Of course, everything is in light of COVID-19 and all that has gone on, and so you know, it's just manufacturing is important nationally. It is very important to us locally. Thousands of jobs are provided locally through manufacturing. And so a lot of manufacturing, I guess I could say that similar to what you shared just a second ago, it's sometimes the tale of two stories. And so one organization could be going just, you know, gangbusters, and the outfit down the street could be really struggling. So, I've got some information.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what businesses or what manufacturing types are doing well?
Yeah, so locally, so consider Silgan Containers, the can manufacturer. You know, with all of the run on groceries when we were all hunkered down, they have just been inundated with demand. And so Silgan Containers has not missed a beat. They have, you know, they make 6 million cans every single day for the food industry. And they just had to keep the lights on and keep going. And they have done that. So 6 million cans every single day, all three shifts going. And they have just done a great job of keeping healthy and keeping going and keeping that supplied. Another business local that a couple of them, KPI Industries and Frank Millard. So early on in this, you know, sometimes their customers might have tapped the brakes on certain orders that were outstanding, but they pivoted really quickly, making all of these plexiglass partitions that you see in every store now. And Frank Millard, they were putting those in and installing those. But that organization has turned right around, very, very busy. Everybody, a similar story. So a lot of customers would say, hold up on that order. And then after about a month, everyone was screaming for their order. So now they've got to ramp up and get going. Their metals division has been super busy through all that. Another great local employer that's one of our largest employers, the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant. You know, nothing takes a break in the defense industry.
Yes.
And so they actually have gone through some kind of a hiring spree all in the midst of this pandemic when so many folks were being laid off, but they were scrambling to hire. They've just got tens and actually hundreds of millions of dollars of new contracts. And they, through all of this, have just been providing the world's best ammunition for the world's best warfighters, and we are grateful for them.
So who is, which businesses or which manufacturers are still struggling, are still trying to get back up to where they were?
Yeah, so one organization locally that many folks know is Case New Holland. Early on in this pandemic, they did a shutdown for a time period. And of course, when that happens, there are other local suppliers that feed that industry. And so that impacted them. And so there was a slowdown there. Now, I think the folks at Case New Holland would tell you that their slowdown was probably not related to COVID, that there was probably some global market softness and for the things that they make and so forth. So, that goes back months and months and months before we even knew what COVID was. So that was one industry that, but they're back up to full production. They are, cranking out those goods, and so forth. So that's one industry. Another, and again, sometimes it's early on in the pandemic, I think the folks at Weingart had some real concerns their some of their products that they make was there was some slowdown there. But then, lo and behold, who knew that we weren't going to be traveling this summer for vacations and flying? So the RV industry kind of went nuts.
Yes.
And so some of the products that Weingard makes for connectivity and satellites and those kinds of things all of a sudden got very, very busy. So it's sometimes it's hurry up and wait. Sometimes it's just hurry up. But for the most part, I can tell you that I've just finished visiting with most of our manufacturers in the area. They have find themselves really fully staffed. They have a full team. They're happy with their work levels and their production. And really, they're very happy with how their teams have pulled together. It's kind of like going through combat with somebody. You really grow close as a team, and you want to keep one another safe and do what you have to do to get there.
And the longer we go through the whole process, the more we get better at doing it because we understand what we need to do to stay safe. We understand distancing. We understand how you can operate a business, and you understand I know that a lot of manufacturing, my wife has been busy all summer long. We couldn't go to Norway, couldn't go to Europe, so she's been basically redoing the entire house.
But
a lot of other people have been doing that the very same thing.
Sure. So, well, here's something cool that, you know, yes, we've learned a lot about this pandemic and the way that the disease or the virus works. But there's so much innovation in our country. It's so cool. So one organization, the fertilizer plant down by Weaver, we just had a plant managers meeting, and one of the things that they shared is this so all of their employees wear like a name badge or whatever, but that name badge has electronics in it so that if you're wearing one and I wear one, if we get within 6 feet of one another, it records that who was within 6 feet for how long and so forth. And I don't think they're just trying to be big brother and watch, but each day at the end of the shift, then those employees download those chips or whatever that they're wearing, and then the team leaders can kind of see where are we having bottlenecks, where are we getting folks close together. They can coach those teams and say, hey, look, this is one area where you guys are hanging out too close together, too long, and here's the data. And I just thought that was really, really cool to have a device that was created. We would never think of that before this crazy pandemic, but they've got it. It helps them keep their employees safe because they got to keep going.
It's been a difficult year. We can only hope that 2021 is a much better year. And if it is, it'll be a great year because, you know, the other thing that you have when you have a business is that when you have demand that is stifled, you have that demand just surges as soon as the situation frees itself up. And I'm going to think that that's got to be what we got to be waiting for, right?
I hope so. I think there's always a little bit of uncertainty as you go through an election. There's uncertainty with this disease and so forth. But for the most part, I think most of our manufacturers would say they're looking forward to 2021. Things are steady, and we'll see if we have an uptick in demand. And we just know our local manufacturers are up to the challenge to crank it out, to pivot, to do whatever it needs to happen to get things done. So we're just really blessed in that area.
Jeremy Hess, thanks for joining me again today. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, man.